This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Monday, July 10th, 2006, and the weekend is over. What a shame. You know, over the weekend, we got a lot of messages, voicemail messages, and comments on the website, and I was just going to mention all the great comments we got and play a bunch of the voicemails we got, so let me start off the show with that. And speaking of the comments, gosh, because, you know, I haven't done this since last week, but our video, the boyfriend, our video that we posted last week on Wednesday, the MacBook video, got 8 comments, and so thank you to Mike, Perry, Harry, Andrew, Vincent, Lee, Ramble Redhead, Special Delivery, and Robert, Special Delivery Mark, I should say. And then we, the boyfriend and I, recorded 2 shows, and the first one was Is It Karma? And we got a bunch of comments on that, mostly about the wine that we were talking about. We were talking about the Chianti. I think that was the one that we were talking about. But we heard lots of comments from Narik, who gave us lots of information about Chianti. And thank you, Narik. I appreciate that. And the boyfriend chimed in on that. And then we heard from Mark, the Chef Mark, who also gave us information about Chianti. Now I think I know everything there is to know about Chianti. Then we heard two from Mike Perry, and then another one from Narik, and one from Dave in VA, and then another one from Narik. Narik is just full of the wine information, so thank you, Narik. And he's from Spain. And then on Friday's show, we did Homer, and talked about Karma again some more. And we heard from Vincent and from Darren. What did Darren say? Help. That was a great ending to the show today. Is our show oppressing you, Mr. Boyfriend? Thank you, Darren. And we heard from John Q. And we heard from Robert. And we heard a big, long one from Dave in VA telling us his views on what we have to do to get people to listen and so forth. And I suggest you go to the website and read that comment, because it was very good, very well written by Dave in Virginia. So thank you, Dave in VA. And no problem about blabbing on. You can blab on as much as you like. I love the comments. And then moving on from the comments to the voicemails, it seems like our voicemail box was overloaded with messages from Ramble Redhead. We got, 5 voicemail messages from Ramble Redhead, 1 from John Ong, and 1 from Chef Mark. So I'm going to go ahead and play all those, and forgive me, I know that they go on for a couple minutes, but that's fine. People love to hear themselves on the podcast. So listen to these voicemails from John Ong, Chef Mark, and then a whole bunch from Ramble Redhead. So take a minute or a couple minutes and listen to these.
Oh, it started. Archer, I'm recording. This is John Ong. I am recording on this My Ching Chong thing from my new MacBook. And I'm sure you like yours. And I haven't looked at your video yet because somebody did not post it in the format that iTunes would read. All you have to do is, I know we've talked about this and we have to do this again because I want you to put something up that I don't have to reconvert. I know it's only like very few people, but I'm very big and so I take up a few people's place. So I want to let you know so that you can actually start making them compatible for iPod. All you have to do is just, you know, go up to your iTunes, bring it into iTunes, and go up to Advanced, and then say convert that to an iPod or whatever, send this to iPod, something like that, and that format will be perfect for, you know, what you might call it, that thing, the iPod. And another thing that I want to let you know very quickly, because I'm running out of time, is that I was interviewed by Rob from Podcast 411. I don't know if you've listened to Podcast 411's podcast before. If you haven't, go to podcast411.com. He asked me what podcasts I listen to, so I talk about your podcast, and it seems like he also put a link on his show notes for your show. How wonderful. So that's it. Running out of time. Bye. And I hope, tell Mr. Boyfriend about the Bishop talk thingy. So, anyway, bye!
Hey, John, thank you for that message. I want to address a couple things. I know that my video is not in the right format. I know I just don't like to waste time, but I just don't fool with that. I'm sorry. I will do my best to try to change that in the future. I totally forgot about that, actually, when I was posting the video about making it for iPod. So please forgive me. I'm sorry, John. And second of all, thank you for mentioning me on Podcast 411. I did not listen to that show, but I did check out their website, and I think you're right. They do have a link there. So thank you very much. And yes, I will mention the Bishop's talk that he did on your podcast to the boyfriend and see if he's interested in listening to it. Because as you know, he doesn't listen to any podcasts. But anyway, so thank you, John Ong. You know I'm loving you. Take care.
Hey, Archie, it's Jughead. Or rather, I should say, hey, Betty and Veronica, it's Reggie. I wanted to answer your question. I realized I only listened to the first few minutes of your show last night before I fell into bed because I was very tired. I did a big dinner party. And so I listened to the rest today, and I realized you had a question for me, so I want to answer it. The reason salmon is pink is because they eat little krill, little small, tiny, baby little shellfish, and they're very rich in keratin or keratinoids, which are pink. It's what makes lobsters pink and shrimp pink when it's cooked. It's the same substance. So that's why salmon remains pink when it's cooked. And actually, it varies from orange to a deep red, you know, depending on the salmon you have and where it's caught. So that's the explanation of how come salmon is pink. And it's fine, Archer, it's fine. Different proteins have different colors when raw and when cooked. The main key is that protein solidifies and becomes opaque when it's cooked. So anything that has sort of this glassy kind of half clear appearance, whether it's fish or even, you know, like that pinkness of chicken, you know, you're looking for that to be cooked away and for the protein to be more firm and solid and to be completely opaque, so you can't see through it, and it's solid. So that's why chicken becomes white, pork becomes white or brownish pink, beef becomes that brown color, you know, instead of red, and fish goes from clear to opaque, regardless of what type it is. All right, I hope that answers your question. And boyfriend, I think I'm the only other person in the world who even knows who Rula Lenska is. I'm so glad that you know her. I'm about to get cut off. Bye bye.
Hey, Mark, thanks for that message, and I really appreciate all that information about the tuna and, salmon and why it's pink. Your explanation, of course, was perfect. Unfortunately, I'm still not planning to eat salmon for right now. Maybe I'll change my mind later, but anyway, thanks for your message. Okay, boys and girls, and now we have messages, a whole bunch from Rainbow Redhead, and I'm just going to play them all. I'm not going to stop and comment between each one, so enjoy these messages from Rainbow Redhead.
Hey, Archer, this is Rainbow Redhead, or AKA Tom. Just want to give you a quick call to hope your 4th of July weekend went really well, and I was listening to your June 29th show, and I heard that you were talking with Mark, and you were talking about the navigation system, and I just want to let you know that I really love having mine, so you might have to go out and buy the portable one. But one thing I want to let you know that was really, really funny, I was in Detroit a while ago with my boss, and what had happened was we were trying to get to the Detroit and Canadian border, and what happened was my GPS had redirected me into a horrible, not-so-safe area, and my boss had fallen asleep, and I'm realizing that, oh my God, I'm getting lost, and so he woke up, and he says, "Where the hell are we?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." So he looked at the map and, you know, got us in the right direction. And then there was another car that was following us that was a colleague of mine. And so what happened was we finally got to where we wanted to do or get to. And the funny thing was is that the coworker had gotten out of his car and says, "What happened? Was the crack house closed?" So it was probably one of my funniest GPS stories I ever had. But I wanted to share it with you. And I just want to tell you also about Rick in Indiana. Yes, Rick and I had met, and then we found out that we both had your show in common, and we both enjoy it so much, and we've met a couple times, and he is a great guy, and we're going to see how things progress. So, again, I want to thank you for doing such a great job. Thank you for letting me be on your show. And, again, I'm looking forward to having you on mine. So I hope you have a great day and have a great week. Okay? Bye-bye.
Hey, Archer, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to say hello. And I really enjoy your show. And I finally got the stupid mic to work so I can leave you a message on Jingle. So I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. And I hope you have a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. Bye-bye. Hey, Archer, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you another quick message. I just want to let you know that I keep looking at your list of favorites, and I don't see a link on my show. And I'm trying not to get emotional about it, but won't you please fix that for me, please? Because you're on mine, and so is Mark, and so is John on, and so many more. So I hope to see that on there soon. And I want to have you on my show soon. Oh, I'm so emotional. Just kidding. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I will just jump in right here to say, to let Tom of Ramble Redhead know that I did update my links, and you are now in the favorite section, and I took one off that I'm no longer listening to. So you're there. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Archer, this is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Wanted to give you a quick call to say hello, and I just listened to your Saturday show, and I just have to tell you that I thought it was funny that, unfortunately, what happened, because I was laughing because I was like, that would sound like something that would happen to me. So I just want to let you know I'm so sorry that you had to go through all that crap. I'm glad you finally got it resolved, and but I also want to let you know that this week has not been exactly great for me, so I think it's a podcasting curse. So we're going to have to ask each other, all the other podcasters, if they had a bad week too, because I'm a sales rep, and I left this bag of product at my client yesterday. Now I'm driving right now to go get it, and it's like 20 minutes out of my way, and then I need to get back home because I'm going to an event this evening, so wish me luck with that. But I don't know, it's just been one thing nonstop, and I had a horrible time trying to upload the latest show, which was kind of bizarre, and you'll see when you listen to it, if you listen to it. And so I just want to let you know I really am glad I got back into your show, and I really enjoy it. And again, I'm looking forward to talking to you on the show and getting to know a lot more about you and Mr. Boyfriend. So you take care. Have a most wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey, Archer, this is Tom, a.k.a. Ramble Redhead. I just want to give you another quick call to say, hey, I'm all caught up on your shows and thought they were very good. Just want to say you're going to have to tame that boyfriend on tapping on the microphone. I'm so glad I didn't have my iPod earbuds on that night, that day, for that show, because I would have went, ah! And people would have thought I was weird. So, but other than that, I thought the show was great. And I really look forward to the show, and I kind of like being, I kind of look at your show like a good book. I want to read it because it's great, and you don't want to listen to it because then you have to wait the next episode. So I normally wait a couple days, and then I catch it. So, but it was very, very good, and I just want to let you know that I'm still a listener. So I hope you're doing as well, and if you are listening, please leave some comments. I need to hear from you. And again, I look forward next week to hopefully having you on my program. So be good, be safe, and all that good traveling too. Thanks.
Speaking of podcasts and stuff, you might remember back in June, I guess it was early June sometime, Chef Mark and John Ong and I record a show for Madge to play while she's on vacation, and she informed us that last Thursday the show that we recorded was played on Sirius Satellite Radio. Do any of you happen to get Sirius Satellite Radio? And if so, do you listen to the podcast Sirius Stars 102? If so, let me know if you heard our show on there, because I don't have Sirius Satellite Radio, and I don't know anybody who does, so I don't know, you know, what it sounded like or anything. So anyway, just curious about that. Speaking of satellite radio, I've decided to go ahead and get XM satellite radio on my car, only because they don't offer Sirius through the Honda thing. My car came, you know, I got a new car a couple weeks ago, And it came XM ready, but at the time I did not have the XM turned on. So I'm going to, well, as you're probably listening to this, I am calling the dealer or talking to the dealer and find out what I have to do to have XM turned on. So because I have just determined, well, the boyfriend and I both have determined that the driving out to the wineries and so forth, there is nothing to listen to on the radio, and radio stations go in and out. So we've decided that since my car is XM ready, we're going to go ahead and get XM satellite on my car so that we can listen to something when we're driving around. And speaking about driving around, this weekend the boyfriend and I did a couple things. On Friday night, the boyfriend had a dinner party, and we had four friends over. Our new lesbian friends, our lesbian couple friends, Carrie and Carolyn, or Caroline, I'm not sure how to say her name because it's French. She says it the French way because she's from France. Anyway, then we also had John and his new friend, Andrew. John's the friend who was on the podcast a couple weeks ago to tell us that he's moving to Boston, and he is. He's actually today, is Monday, he is moving to Boston as we speak. So, bye, John. So, basically, we had a dinner party on Friday. Excuse me. We had a dinner party on Friday to have these friends over and basically to have a little farewell for John. Oh, fuck, there's my phone. Who's ringing? It figures as soon as I sit down and do a podcast, my phone rings. It will stop ringing in a second. That is an unknown number. Ugh. I hate that. Stop ringing. The unknown... Oh, God damn it. Stop ringing. That should be it. I never answer the unknown numbers on the caller ID, so because usually that's a telemarketer. Anyway, back to the dinner party I was talking about we had on Friday night. The boyfriend made crab cakes with some kind of corn stuff that went around it. You know, I didn't eat it, so I don't know what it was. And he had like a mixed green salad with this special strawberry dressing stuff on it. And what else did he make? I know he made the berry cobbler for dessert, but there was something else that he made. Oh, I had soup, and everyone else had, what did they have? I don't even remember now. But anyway, of course, the boyfriend makes all this amazing food for all the friends, and he made tomato soup, fish, and that was it. So, it was good. We had a really good time, though. We had some great discussions, and I took pictures and stuff like that, but... you know, interesting thing is, because you might remember us talking about this show we saw on 2020 with George Stephanopoulos talking about how groups of like-minded people tend to, when they're having discussions about politics or sex or whatever, they all tend to agree. Well, in a slightly little experiment, I was listening to what we were all talking about, and we all agreed on everything. There was nobody there with dissenting opinions or whatever, so... Totally, it goes with what they were saying, that like-minded people, of course, are going to all agree on the topics of discussion. And they all totally agreed. And we had lots of discussions about politics and sex and computers and, I mean, just a whole bunch of stuff. And it was fun. We had a good time. So then on Saturday, the boyfriend and I went to the Grey Ghost Winery's 12th anniversary. They had like a little celebration out at the winery. We went there and, of course, did a tasting and got a special logo glass for the 12th year anniversary. And they had, because Grey Ghost is in kind of a rural area of Virginia that has lots of Civil War history, that's how they named the winery Grey Ghost, because Grey Ghost was this, what was he? A general in the... Confederate Army or something. I'm not sure exactly what. My boyfriend would know all the history. But anyway, at this celebration, they had Civil War reenactors, and they were shooting off the guns, and they had two cannons there. I think it was like every hour they would do a cannon demonstration and talk about how to load the cannon and how they did it back then and all this stuff. And they would fire off the cannon, and it was loud as shit. And the first time we were sitting there eating lunch, and we totally didn't realize what they were doing, and the cannon went off and scared the shit out of us. But, no, then it ended up being fun. I mean, because we took pictures of the cannon thing, because we're going to write something for the wine site. But that was a nice afternoon. And then after that winery celebration, we went to Sperryville and went to a couple antique stores and just kind of looked at the antiques, what they had. And so we didn't buy anything, but, you know, typical gay thing. We went antiquing, but didn't buy any antiques. I only have one antique in my house, but that was fun, though, to go there and see the antiques and so forth. So that's what we did. Then we came home and had a nice, relaxing evening and went to bed. And yesterday, Sunday, we went to, although I won't have anything recorded for it until tomorrow, we went to Wolf Trap to hear the Gypsy Kings. You probably heard me mentioning that the summer concerts that we're going to this summer, well, the Gypsy Kings was last night, and I'm recording this before the concert, so I will talk more about it tomorrow. But I'm sure it was fun. We took our lunch and a couple of bottles of wine and just, like we did last time, relaxed. Anyway, moving on, I was going to say that on today's, I don't know if anybody else watches this, but I watch the CBS Sunday Morning Show every Sunday. Either I watch it or I record it. Well, I record it, and I was watching it a little while ago, and David Pogue, the opening story on the show was David Pogue, who's this, I'm not sure if he's a Mac writer or if he's just a computer writer, but anyway, he was writing, or he was talking about blogging, and how blogging has become a huge thing in the country now. Almost everybody has one, but interestingly enough, he did this little informal poll on the streets of New York and asked people how many blogs you read each day, and almost all the people said, I don't read any blogs. So it's funny how there's so many blogs and nobody's reading them. And then they had the lady who started Blogger back in 2001 and then sold it to Google, but they had her talking about blogs, and she said that most people blog for a specific audience, whether it be friends or family or political bloggers or things like that. And so your readership is relatively limited. And I think most of my readership on my blog has been gay men, because I've been doing my blog since November 2003, and I've, you know, kept up with it pretty well. Some months I don't post very much, other months I post more, but I mostly post pictures and things of what I'm doing and so forth. And once the podcast started, then I really stopped blogging as much. But the other interesting fact that was on that little piece was that 70 blogs are created or started every minute. I thought that was amazing. There are that many people who are starting blogs, but the other thing too is how long do those blogs last? Because I know, of course, in all the blogs that I read, some people have started blogging and then stopped a couple months later. And the same thing goes with podcasting. Once you can start podcasting for a couple months and then you end a couple months later. So, I don't know. It was just an interesting thing. And I remember back in like 2004 when I was pretty big in the blogging thing and had lots of blog friends, and I was reading everybody's blog that was reading mine and so forth. And there was a discussion going around saying that blogging isn't cool anymore when it hits the mainstream. And that was around the time that blogs were becoming big during the political, the elections and so forth. And it's always like once it hits the mainstream or once it's on the news, then it's no longer hip or cool or on the cutting edge, because, you know, now everyone's doing it. And I think that's the way it is with blogs now. The way David Pogue was talking, it's like everybody has a blog, but nobody's reading them. And which is probably true, unless you look at the amount of comments that you're having. I mean, I certainly do not expect a lot of comments. I know I never get a lot of comments on my blog, but two or three comments is nice just to let people know that someone is reading. So anyway, that was just an interesting little piece on the CBS Sunday Morning Show that I enjoyed. Excuse me. Clear my throat. And then, you know, last night, actually I was telling you that the last night after the antiquing and the winery visiting, the boyfriend and I had a relaxing evening. We watched a movie from, now I don't even know when it was. I should look it up right now. Anyway, we watched a Bette Davis movie called Little Foxes, and I think it was in the 40s, but I'm going to look this up real quick because I don't know. Little Foxes with Bette Davis, and I don't know any of the people who were on there. Oh, 1941. It was produced in 1941, a black and white movie about this family in the South who's trying to buy this or start up a cotton mill with this investor from Chicago, and basically the whole story goes about how the family goes through fights with each other about the funding and who's going to put in their $75,000 each for their part of the investment. And of course, Bette Davis is as ruthless as ever, and there's a really good scene there that I won't spoil it for you, but where she's letting her husband go up the stairs and basically die. So if you haven't seen Little Foxes, I suggest you do, because it was I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. It was easy to follow, and there were a couple parts that I didn't care for, but I enjoyed it. So I suggest you see Little Foxes. And that's about all I have for today, but I did want to say that, okay, today is Monday. I should have a show for Tuesday, no problem. And possibly Wednesday. The boyfriend might be on Wednesday. No. The boyfriend might be on Tuesday. I don't know. But I think that on Thursday, I probably won't have a show. It just depends, because the boyfriend's leaving for his vacations, 2-week vacation with his parents and his family. So I have to take him to the airport, and Thursday's just going to be a very busy day, so I probably won't have a show on Thursday. But starting from then on, I should have regular shows, no problem posting, because the boyfriend will be away, and we won't have this things to do and so forth. So anyway, look, just keep checking your feed and all that stuff. So anyway, that's it for today. But I want to give a big thank you to all the people who are posting comments on the website and calling the voicemail line or leaving your message on MyChingo. It is very much appreciated and certainly adds to the show. I appreciate everything you guys have said. I hope I answered all the questions from the people who called in. If not, I'm sorry. So, boys and girls, have a great Monday. I hope you're having a great Monday. And until next time, bye. I should rain.